Music in the Fields is coming back for another year. Very excited about this event. The lineup has been announced, and Cheryl Johnson, the marketing director for Music in the Fields, joins us on the phone. Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
It's great to have you here on the phone to talk about Music in the Fields and the lineup that was announced this morning. So without further ado, I'm going to throw it over to you so that you can tell us who's coming to Lucknow this year.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Yeah, we're very excited. From Nashville on Saturday night, we have Chris Young headlining our event. We also have Low Cash from Nashville coming up. They've been on our bucket list for a while, and we finally were able to snag them. We've got some great Canadian acts, Jade Eagleson, who's on the rise, Megan Patrick, Tyler Joe Miller, Aaron Goodvin, local boy, boy to me, young lad Owen Wrigling, is on the main stage this year, Mackenzie Lee Meyer. We have a special appearance by The Trues, which we're very excited about. And that's just on our main stage. On the side stage, we have some great acts lined up. We've got 21 Gun Salute, which is a tribute band to AC/DC, which I hear is just amazing. We have Country Thunder, which is Canada's tribute to Shania Twain, Garth Brooks, Keith Urban, Zac Brown. We've got Mystic Highway, which is a CCR tribute band. We've got the Orangemen, which are the best of 80s and 90s to get us going. And then we also have our DJ Johnny Rivex, who is there to start the party and round things out at the end of the night.
Perfect. The full lineup that Cheryl has just mentioned there is posted on the website at musicinthefields.ca. I can see the poster is up there. It looks great. The countdown is on 119 days and 2 hours and 43 minutes to go, in case anyone is wondering how long you have to wait until Music in the Fields this year. Let's talk about tickets. When will tickets be on sale, and how much will they be, and will there be early bird tickets for those that want to save some money?
Yeah, so we've had tickets on sale since before Christmas. We get lots of people that want to buy them for Christmas, and we have people that come year after year after year. They don't care who's on the stage. They know it's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. So tickets are available now. They're $179 for the full weekend. That includes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We also have camping available if you want to camp for the weekend. We're about 70% sold out on those, so those are going pretty fast. So you can go to musicinthefields.ca for the information, or you can go to ticketscene.ca to get your tickets.
And of course, big events like this don't happen without sponsors and without a lot of volunteers. So let's talk about the sponsors that are making Music in the Fields possible this year.
Yeah, so we always have great sponsorship with local businesses. This year, we're excited to announce that Montgomery Ford has come on as title sponsor to our event. They approached us about doing this. They've been a longtime sponsor and wanted a bigger role. They've always been there to donate trucks for the ice that gets delivered to the campers and that type of thing. So we're thrilled to have them on board as a title sponsor. And then in terms of the event, yeah, it's all volunteer driven. I'm on the main committee. We're all volunteers. We all have regular full-time jobs. And we've been meeting every other week lately to get the lineup launched. And then the weekend of the event, everybody from setup to take down to the volunteers that are on the ground the weekend of the event to take the tickets, to get you to your campsite, to serve you your drink, it's all volunteer driven within the community. And then the money there in turn goes back to the community.
And if people want to volunteer at this year's event, they can find information online at musicinthefields.ca.
Yeah, they can go to our website. We have a lot of volunteers that come back year after year, but we're always looking for more. If they want to go to our website, there's a spot there where they can sign up to volunteer. And basically, the hours they can work off can go towards a ticket to the festival. So it works out for everybody in that aspect.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to know about the 2023 edition of Music in the Fields?
Just the support we get from the people that buy tickets. The whole drive behind the Lucknow and District Kinsmen that runs the event is to give back to the community. So anybody that buys a ticket, it's going back to the community. To date, we've given over $1.5 million back to the community, including Cystic Fibrosis Canada, which is a title charity for the Kinsmen Club, as well as over $500,000 to local hospitals, I think around $50,000 to local schools and other service groups in the area that are looking to do projects to improve the community. So we really, you know, want to thank the people that support our event and buy tickets, because it's going right back into the community they live in.
All right. Can't wait for this year's event. August 24th through 28th. It's Lucknow's Music in the Field. The lineup just announced online at musicinthefields.ca. It's a great looking lineup as it is every year. It's going to be a party. Cheryl Johnson, Marketing Director, thanks so much for joining us to talk about the event.
Thanks for having me.